Welcome to The Brand Advantage. This series, brought to you by Bluetex, explores how brand creates real competitive leverage by increasing enterprise visibility, strengthening credibility, and ultimately raising enterprise value. Each episode distills proven strategic thinking from the Bluetex perspective into focused, practical insight, designed to be consumed, not pitched. Strong brands create advantage long before the deal. Now let's jump into another episode of The Brand Advantage.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. So we spend a lot of time on this show talking about the commercial world, you know, B2B, how companies sell to each other.
Right. Or B2C.
Or B2C, how they sell to us. We sort of know those playbooks. But today we are pivoting to a market that is, well, it's arguably larger, definitely more complex, and frankly, completely misunderstood by most of the tech world.
It's the elephant in the room that everyone's trying to ignore because they just don't know how to feed it.
We are talking about B2G, business to government. And to guide us through this this absolute maze, we're digging into the ultimate guide to B2G marketing for tech companies from the agency Bluetex. Mm-hmm. Now, before we even start, I have to ask the obvious question. Is this just about selling, I don't know, cloud storage to the Pentagon?
That is the number one misconception. When we say B2G, people immediately picture, you know, the Pentagon or federal agencies in D.C. And sure, that's a huge lucrative chunk of it.
Of course.
But this guide makes it really clear we're talking about the entire public sector spectrum.
So bigger than just the feds.
Oh, much bigger. We're talking state governments, local municipalities, city councils, even those quasi-government entities like transit authorities or public utilities, school districts.
So it's a Department of Transportation in your state. It's the water board in your county.
The whole gamut.
Yeah.
And the amount of money on the table here is, it's astronomical. We're talking trillions.
Wow.
But here's the kicker, and this is why we're doing this deep dive. You can have the absolute best technology in the world. Your code is elegant. Your AI is brilliant. But if you walk into a government meeting with a Silicon Valley pitch deck, you will fail.
That feels so counterintuitive. I mean, in every other market, the best product usually has a fighting chance, right?
In the commercial world, maybe. But in B2G, the best product isn't the one with the flashiest features. It's the one that fits a very specific, very rigid set of rules. It's a total mindset shift. The guide calls it moving from aspirational marketing to mission-critical trust.
Okay, let's unpack that mindset shift right now. The source material draws this really sharp contrast between a commercial buyer and a government buyer. It boils down to a battle between fear and FOMO.
That's the perfect way to frame it. I mean, think about the private sector for a second. If you're a CTO at a hot startup, what drives you? FOMO, fear of missing out.
Right. You want the cutting edge.
You want to move fast and break things because if you don't, your competitor will eat your lunch. You take a risk for a 10% gain.
And if the software breaks, you patch it over the weekend. No big deal.
Precisely. Now flip the script completely.
Yeah.
You're a program manager at a federal agency. You are not playing with venture capital money. You're playing with taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You have oversight committees, the press, maybe Congress breathing down your neck.
So move fast and break things is probably not hanging on the wall.
It is a firing offense.
Okay.
If you make a bad bet on a piece of software and it crashes or leaks data, it's not a bad quarter. It's a front page scandal. It's a failed mission. It could mean veterans don't get benefits.
The stakes are incredibly personal for the buyer then. They aren't looking for a promotion. They're looking to not get fired.
Well, that's a little cynical, but it's directionally accurate. The primary driver is risk aversion. They're looking for mission assurance. They need to know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this thing will work.
Which explains why the sales cycle feels like it takes an eternity. Who is actually making the decision? In a regular company, I convince the boss. Who do I convince here?
There is no single boss. It's almost always a committee. And this is where it gets so tricky for marketers. You're not messaging one person.
So who's in this room?
Well, first you have the technical evaluators. They're just looking at the specs. Then you have the program managers who actually need the problem solved. But then you have the contracting officers.
Ah, the contracting officer. The guide mentions them a lot. That's the person obsessed with the red tape.
They're the gatekeepers of the rules. They don't care if your software is magic. They care if you violate Federal Acquisition Regulation 3.104. If they say no, the deal is dead, period.
That sounds like a nightmare. You have to pitch four different people who all want different things.
You do. And that brings us to what the guide calls the trust metric. In normal marketing, you want conversion. click here, buy now. In B2G, you can't force a conversion.
You can't just offer 20% off if they sign by Friday.
No, it's literally illegal in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So your marketing goal shifts. You're not trying to close a deal right now. You're trying to build confidence. So when the procurement window finally opens, maybe a year from now, you're already seen as the safe choice.
You want to be a known entity before the game even starts.
Exactly. If they're learning who you are for the first time when that request for proposal, the RFP, drops, you have probably already lost.
Okay, so let's get into the how. The guide breaks this down into core pillars. The first one is positioning. And this is where I think a lot of tech companies trip over their own egos.
Oh, absolutely. Tech companies, they love their features. We have the fastest processor, the lowest latency.
The slickest UI.
Right. And the guide is very blunt. Government buyers do not care about your features. They care about mission impact.
So how do you translate that? Let's say I have a cloud platform with really high uptime. To me, that's a feature.
Right. Don't talk about 99.99% uptime. That's feature talk. Instead, you say, we ensure continuous operation during crisis events for national security assets.
Okay, that sounds much more serious.
It connects the dots. It answers the so what immediately. Faster processor becomes accelerating intelligence analysis for faster decision making. You have to bridge that gap.
It's almost like you have to do the thinking for them.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because remember, that committee, half of them aren't technologists. If you rely on jargon, you lose the people with the budget.
Moving on to the second pillar. Credibility. In the commercial world, credibility might be a logo wall of cool startups. I'm guessing that doesn't fly here.
Not even close. In B2G, credibility is about receipts, proof. This means certifications. Are you FedRAMP authorized? Do you meet NIST security frameworks? If you don't have those acronyms on your homepage, you might as well not exist.
It's like showing your ID at the door of a club. No ID, no entry.
And once you're in, you need a contract vehicle.
Okay, stick a pin in that. Contract vehicle. I hear this term constantly, and the guide references it heavily. What exactly is that? It sounds like a delivery truck.
It's a great term for a boring but essential concept.
Yeah.
Think of it like a pre-approved shopping list or a VIP line at the airport.
Okay, I like a VIP line analogy.
So government agencies can't just buy from anyone. It takes months of paperwork to vet a new vendor. But a contract vehicle, like the GSA schedule, is a master contract where the government has already vetted a list of vendors.
So if I'm on that list, they can skip the long line.
Exactly. An agency can buy from you much faster with way less paperwork. So marketing that you're on vehicle is a huge advantage because you're telling the contracting officer, hey, picking us won't ruin your weekend.
That is incredibly valuable. And I assume past performance is also part of this.
Huge. Remember risk aversion. The best way to prove you won't fail is to show you've already succeeded for someone else. We help the Navy is the best slogan you can use when you're pitching the Army.
Someone else trusted us, so you can too. It's social proof on steroids.
It really is.
Now, there's another term in the source material that I found really interesting, capture. The guide talks about aligning marketing and capture. Is capture just a fancy word for sales?
It's distinct. And mixing them up causes massive problems. So in B2B, you have sales. In B2G, you have business development, which finds opportunities, and capture, which is the strategy to win a specific opportunity.
Give me an example of how that works.
Okay, say the Department of Education is planning to overhaul their student loan database. That's a specific contract that will go out for bid in like 18 months. A capture manager is assigned to that one target. Their entire job is to win that one contract.
So it's a sniper approach versus a shotgun approach.
Yes. And marketing needs to support capture. If the capture manager is telling the agency, we are the low-risk solution, but marketing is tweeting about disruptive revolution, you're shooting your own team in the foot.
You're confusing the customer.
And confusion creates risk. Marketing provides the air cover, the brand reputation, while capture is the ground troops taking the hill. If those two are talking, you lose.
That's a really clear distinction, air cover versus ground troops. So let's talk about the ammunition, the messaging. The guide has a very strict no-fluff rule.
Government audiences have a very, very sensitive BS detector. They hate market speak.
So I should probably scrub synergizing paradigms from my slide deck.
Please. And get rid of best-in-class, revolutionary, and game-changing while you're at it. They want plain, direct communication. The guide calls for clarity and relevance.
Boringly clear.
It works. If you're selling cybersecurity, don't say it's next-gen AI-driven cyber defense. Say this software blocks ransomware and meets Executive Order 14028.
That's very specific.
Specificity sells. Generalities create doubt, and you need to back it up with evidence. Third-party validation. They don't want to hear you say you're good. They want to hear a Gartner report say you're good.
It's a courtroom. You need witnesses.
You really do. You need an independent source.
So if we know what to say, be clear, prove it. Where do we say it? The tactics. I'll be honest, do government officials actually click on digital ads?
They do, but not for the reason you think. In B2C, you run ads for impulse buys. In B2G, digital is a verification engine.
Verification.
Well, imagine a committee member hears your company name in a meeting. First thing they do, pull out their phone under the table and Google you.
Right. They check if you're real.
Exactly. And if they land on your website and have no public sector tab, no mention of compliance, they bounce. You just failed the background check.
So the website isn't there to sell. It's there to prove you belong in the room.
Exactly. It needs to scream, we understand government. As for content, you mentioned white papers, webinars.
Yeah, heavy lifts. Not exactly a TikTok video.
No, this is what they call thought leadership. And I usually hate that buzzword, but here it actually means demonstrating deep expertise. If you can get an article published in a trade publication about the specific challenges of cloud migration in secure environments, that builds authority.
It shows you aren't just a vendor trying to make a buck. You're a partner.
Right. And don't forget events. Trade shows are still huge in this sector because at the end of the day, government is a relationship business. They want to look you in the eye.
But this all takes so much time. The guide mentions patience as a strategy.
The buying cycles are long. We're talking 18 months, 2 years, sometimes longer.
2 years? That's an eternity for a tech company. How do you keep a marketing campaign alive that long?
You can't just run a campaign in the traditional sense. It has to be an always-on presence. You have to keep showing up, keep providing value. If you go dark for 3 months, they assume you went out of business.
Consistency is key. Which leads us into the pitfalls. Let's talk about the common mistakes. We've touched on the commercial trap, treating them like private companies.
Yeah, using aggressive retargeting is a classic mistake. You know, when you look at shoes online and then they follow you around the internet?
It's creepy, but I mean, it works for shoes. I bought the shoes.
It works for shoes. It does not work for missile defense software. In the government space, that kind of stalking just feels cheap. It feels desperate. It undermines that trusted partner vibe.
It feels intrusive. What about the feature trap?
That's the engineer's curse. Being so in love with the specs, you forget the outcome. A government buyer might not know what containerization is, but they do know what saving 30% on server costs is. You have to do the math for them.
Always. And the silo trap.
That is the silent killer. Internal misalignment. Marketing says one thing. The proposal team writes another. The evaluator reads both, sees two different stories and gets confused. And a confused mind always says no.
It feels disorganized. And if you're disorganized in your marketing, they assume you'll be disorganized with their data.
Bingo. It just signals risk.
This sounds incredibly complex. I can see why the source is from an agency like Bluetext. It seems like navigating this alone would be, well, perilous.
It's a maze. And a wrong turn means losing a massive contract. Agencies like that exist to translate tech speak into GovSpeak and handle all the compliance stuff, a commercial team just wouldn't know.
So the million-dollar question, how do you measure success? If the sales cycle is 2 years long, you can't just look at this week's revenue.
That is the hardest conversation to have with a CFO. You have to change your metrics. You are not looking for closed-won deals in month one. You're looking for leading indicators.
Like what? What tells you it's working before the check clears?
Are you getting meeting requests? Are you being invited to respond to RFI's requests for information?
Wait, is that different from an RFP?
Yes. An RFI is the government asking, hey, does this technology even exist? If you aren't in that early conversation, you won't be there to help shape the final RFP. So just measuring inclusion is a huge metric. Are we at the table?
So success is about influence and presence, not just a transaction.
It's about being eligible and selected over the long haul. You're trying to become the incumbent in their minds before the contract is even written.
This has been a really eye-opening look into a parallel universe. It's the same tech, but the rules are completely flipped.
Totally. It's a different sport.
It seems like the biggest takeaway here is that B2G is a game of patience, proof, and mission alignment. It's not about flash.
It's about being the steady hand.
As we wrap up, I want to leave our listener with a thought. We've talked a lot about trust. In the commercial world, trust usually means I trust this product won't break.
Right. But in B2G, trust is much heavier.
How so?
Think about the stakes. National security, public health, veterans' benefits. In a world of infinite tech options, the government doesn't just buy the absolute best, most cutting-edge product. They buy the partner who proves they won't embarrass the mission.
They buy safety.
They buy the guarantee that you'll be there when things go wrong. They buy the assurance that their reputation and the public safety is in good hands.
So ask yourself, is your brand telling a story of cool, wild innovation? Or is it telling a story of safety, success, and mission assurance?
Safety is the new sexy.
In B2G, it absolutely is. That is the story that gets the contract. Thank you all for listening to this deep dive. Check your mission alignment, scrub those buzzwords, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, everyone.